Hello, this is Daniel, the e-commerce newbie. You're listening to a podcast about a newbie's journey through e-commerce, learning the rules, playing the game, the failures, and the things that are working. And today I'd really like to talk about building an asset. And the reason I've been thinking more and more about this is what kind of asset are we trying to building is because at the start I had a really, or I still do have a really strong focus on building our social media presence. And I think that's still a valid approach for us at this stage. But I think too it's something that can be taken away from us very easily. And I can see it now. So I'm not sure when you're listening to it, but right now it's the 1st of October, and I can really see that our reach in Facebook, Instagram has just, dropped. It's dropped really dramatically. And I think the reason for that is we're well into Q4 now, so people are really starting to ramp up their advertising spend on those platforms. And yeah, it's just gone through the floor. I mean, we reach out to no one now compared to what we used to be able to do. So, and I can see it too. I mean, in my own private accounts, that there's more and more ads showing up. And of course, like, why wouldn't there be? If you had an ad budget, now's the time to spend it. So I understand why it's happening, but it makes me realize that a lot of the focus that we've had up until now with our social media strategy and our presence on social media and what we're trying to do there and building an audience and all of these things, I definitely don't regret that because it's helped us out tremendously. And I think going forward as well, it's going to give us a lot of opportunities. It's like having a big following, or an active and engaged following, is still, people still look at it as not as a mark of quality by any stretch of the imagination, but people still recognize it as a presence. I think that'll go away at some stage when people start to look more and more at engagement and look at things and go, okay, well, maybe you've only got 1,000 followers, which is still a lot of people. But I mean, if every single one of them is commenting on everything that you say, then that's pretty hard to compete with. I mean, that's significantly better in my mind anyway than, 20, 30, 40,000 followers, which are only, where only 2% of people are seeing everything that you send out there, and maybe only 20 or 30 comments. So I think as we go forward with social media, people will be looking more and more at engagement as a benchmark. But right now, numbers are still exciting for people. And I mean, don't get me wrong, they're still exciting for us as well. It's great to see those numbers climb up. But it gives us a bit of leverage. And in the past, I've reached out to bloggers and tried to get, those always valuable backlinks to our store. Say, hey, this is what we're doing. I think it would fit well with your audience. We'd really like to work with you on whatever promotional idea we have at the time or are interested in at the time. And the response hasn't been that great. Probably because I'm quite new to blogger outreach, to influencer outreach, especially blogger outreach, but also because you sort of hat in hand, if you will, going to them, asking them almost for a favor. A lot of them want money for what they're doing, but I mean, it's easier. I've found anyway now that it's easier to get that. The cost of it comes down dramatically. We say, well, we're bringing our audience too. We're going to reach out and we're going to take this 100,000 people and we're going to post out to them and we're going to give you what you want too, which is engagement. They want attention. In the same way we want attention, bloggers really want that as well. And I've reached out to some good sized blogs in our niche, and had a significantly better response this time around, just because I've put the numbers on the table and said, hey, this is what we've got, this is the audience we have now, and this is what we can do for you. And the response has been much more positive. And in the last little while, I've also reached out to a few people just quickly about starting a podcast and saying, hey, look, we'd really like to interview people that are doing great work like you and your company. And I think that's still a really good idea. And it was interesting to note that every one of them got back to us. You should also remember here that I didn't write many emails, But the point is that, I think anytime you're sending out emails, almost, and it doesn't really matter how many, if you're getting 100% response rate on cold call emails, then it's good. And I think the reason why is because if they'd taken 5 seconds to click through, look at our social media profiles, they would have seen the audience that we can engage. And all of a sudden, it would have been a little bit more interesting for them. This is just my theory. I mean, I haven't talked to each one and say exactly why did you reply, but the point is that everybody replied, and that was through our so. And I would imagine part of that, a big part of that, was our social media presence. Another part of that is that podcasting is, on the up and up at the moment. People are really interested in it. People see the value in it, and everyone wants attention. Like I said before about bloggers, and these companies are the same. There's no one really doing that in the niche that we've chosen or that we're in. So I could see why that could be interesting for them. Anyway, I digress. Point is, I'm definitely not full of regret about our social media strategy, but I also recognize it as a thing that can be taken away or will probably diminish with time. I can't imagine organic reach will get better with time. So it gets me back to this idea of building an asset. And about 2 months ago, we reached out to a blogger that I really admire and does a really good job, in my opinion, and asked her to write blog articles for us. So we employ her. It's only 5 or 6 blog articles we get written a month, but it's just another link back to our store. It's driving traffic to our store. And so far, those articles, it's incredible that they're not driving incredible amounts of traffic, but they'll just get better and better with time. And we're realizing too, we can see which ones work and which ones don't work. And it's always nice on our social media to use it as distribution. Instead of just posting things that do really well, like videos and images with no link, it's important to remember that no link is in a great deal of the stuff that we post. Or maybe a link to the source, because we repost a lot of things from other people's accounts. But back to our own stuff, instead of just posting pictures of our maps all the time, it's really nice to have something else to post. So maybe we post 2 or 3 times, or maybe only twice a week, an actual product that we're selling, something that we've made that we want to get out there. But at least 2, 3 times a week, we'll post links to our blogs. And that has done a really, really good job of driving traffic. We haven't seen a huge spike in sales, but we've seen that traffic go up. And I'm a firm believer that you start with traffic, you start with attention. If you can get someone's attention, then if you're a little bit critical about what you're doing and patient, then you'll find a way of producing a product that they really want. But the thing is to have someone's attention at the start. So, although, of course, like everyone, I'd really like to have more sales. There's no question about that. But what I really want is to build a long-term sustainable business. I've said this before, this is a long game for us, so I want that attention. And I see that blog is a really good way of building up an asset. We've also, I'm not much of a writer myself, hence the idea of this other podcast that I'm talking about. I've been seeing that as a way of building up that asset, because there's a few really, really interesting looking websites. I haven't tried them at the moment, but what they do is they let you either link to a YouTube video or upload an audio file or a video file for that matter, and they will translate it. And the rates are reasonably good. Like a lot of them, the standard seems to be about $1 a minute. So what I'm thinking is that I could create an incredible amount of content with a half-hour podcast and a half-hour interview of one of these companies. Everyone replied, and not that I sent out a lot of emails, but it's sort of there seems to be a real interest out there for that kind of thing. So a half-hour interview I have of asked our audience on the different social media channels we have, they've been interested. I mean, there wasn't like a 100% yes rate or anything like that. People weren't sort of over the top enthusiastic, but there was enough of them that replied yes that means that it would be that showed me that it would be something interesting. I think as Facebook ads, especially to something like a podcast, would be really effective, and as well for Instagram, because you're not immediately selling something. The same way if like Facebook ads to, like if you're running Facebook ads to a product and saying, hey, I've got this product, buy this thing, that's a hard sell. But I think if you're running ads to something that's going to give them value, that's going to be of interest to them and doesn't cost them anything, I think that's a different story altogether. So when we ran Facebook ads to our Facebook page at the start, just to get some early sort of traction and get some followers and some likes and some attention, it was, I think we got down to about 10 cents a follower. I'm not saying that's amazing. I've heard of people doing significantly better than that, but we were also quite targeted when we were running those ads. So I think that, if you could get 1,000 followers or 1,000 downloads for a podcast for $100, I mean, that would be well worth running that traffic there, because if you could show a company, hey, these are our stats for our podcast, you know, we've got, let's say you invested, this is just rough ideas. I'm getting a little bit away from the subject of this creating an asset, but this is just to give you an idea of something that might work for your business as well. If you could run Facebook ads, Instagram ads, 10 cents a subscriber or a listen, a download, you know, have someone listen to your voice for half an hour into an interview and hopefully provide some real value. Let's say half of them subscribe or come back. You know, so you're 20 cents a subscriber. I mean, advertisers will pay real money for that. I think advertisers will look at that and go, wow, okay, this person here has got an asset. You know, they've got something. They've got access to a group of people that we really want to get in front of. So I'm thinking this, in terms of building the asset, I really like the idea of podcasting. I like the idea of running Facebook ads to it. I like the idea, because I think you could do that in a, you know, get a reasonable return on investment there. Podcasting is up and coming. You can say that. It's been around for a long time. But I mean, it's, for me, for someone who's not a natural writer, it's a really good way of creating content, and lots of content. If you think about the average person speaking about 100 words a minute, and then you think about, you know, a 30-minute interview with two people, you know, you're up around the 3,000 words, and that's a pretty hefty blog article. And I'm not saying you could just dump all of that out onto a blog article, but I mean, it would give you a really good basis. I admit that there will be a fair bit of editing involved, and maybe quite a steep learning curve there, but yeah, so you've got reasonable access to people. People can be anywhere in the world and listen to your podcast. You can get in front of a lot of people for okay money, for a reasonable return on investment through Facebook, Instagram. We have a following on Twitter as well. And the businesses that we've, you know, just sent a cold email to so far have all responded and been interested in this. You can transcribe an entire podcast for $1 a minute to text, which then could be dumped on a website, and the podcast itself could be hosted, in, you know, perhaps not on your own site because that requires something quite different, but you could easily set a player up on your site. So what I'm getting at is, this could be another blog post. It could be a blog where you go in and you have a button, you click on that, you can either listen to the podcast directly through the website, the podcast itself, the actual audio file would be stored somewhere else, but it could be pulled over the net. So it would still be, people could listen to it on your site. It could also be a video. You know, there's no reason why these things can't be done. I'm not saying it'd be that interesting, but it could be. And it could be transcribed into text, you know, dumping 3,000 words onto your site as well as these companies. Once they make something like this, your job, once you've made it, made the podcast, distributed it, you'd have to promote it to them as an asset as well, that something they should promote. And I'm thinking that they would link back to it, you know, a 30-minute interview. This doesn't happen very often for most companies. How many times have you been approached? You know, how many times has someone said to you, hey, look, I really want to interview you for the company and the things you're doing, the ideas you have? Probably not very often. And I think for the vast majority of companies, this is quite an unusual thing. but they probably have quite a high-ranking website because they're very targeted and very focused, and you know, they're talking about the things that they are interested. There's not a whole bunch of sort of viral, not viral content maybe, but kind of other types of content on their website. So I'm thinking they have quite focused websites. So maybe websites that rank quite well, maybe websites that other people link to. And if they were linking through to our site, you know, and promoting, if they have followers themselves, an audience themselves, not all of them will have big audiences or big distributions, especially if you're choosing companies in the B2B space. But if they're B2C, or even B2B, it'll differ a little bit. I guess my point is that I'm seeing this as a really, really exciting way of creating good quality content with all these other advantages of, you know, being relatively cheap, or it doesn't cost anything to distribute. Maybe you have to pay a little bit a month. I'm thinking maybe $30, $40 a month for hosting of the podcast, and then distribution, reasonably cheap Facebook ads, as well as the audience we have at the moment, as well as these companies' audiences. We should be able to leverage them and maybe even get a mention or a backlink. So I'm thinking that if we did one a week, which would be setting the bar quite low, I think, it should be, well, maybe at the start with a steep learning curve, one a week. But I'm thinking this would be a really good way of building up that asset, you know, on our own site, getting that fresh content there every week and providing in a slightly different fashion. And one of the things that got me thinking about the idea of not just blogging, I think blogging is great, but we have a tool called Hotjar installed on our site, and it lets you see what people do. And there's very few people that actually read a blog. You know, we don't have a huge amount of traffic to our site, but the traffic that does come through, there's so few that read the blog word for word. And I almost have the feeling that a lot of what we're doing with the blog is for Google, is for to show Google that fresh content is arriving there each day. Hey, check this out. You know, we do our best to answer questions. We never just sort of blog about, hey, I feel like this today kind of thing. We, you know, what is cartography? What is topography? You know, that kind of thing. We do our best to answer questions and provide relative information to people, but there's still very, very, very few people that actually read the blog. And what we've done is we've created downloadable content as well. So I've made some paper globes, so some PDF files which you can print out and then cut out and fold into these, what I think are quite amazing little globes. And that does really well, like really well. People come and visit the site just to download those things there. And it's once it's done, it's kind of evergreen content for us and more of that. But what it made me think about too is this... this idea, I don't want to say a cheapening of attention, but attention is getting more and more scarce. And so blog posts, that requires a lot of attention. Back in the day, blogging was the thing you did. Blogging was the social media. You know, blogging was, the traffic was kind of one way. I mean, you could answer through comments and things like that and have an interaction. But you can see with Facebook, a lot of people consider Facebook now as sort of old school. And Instagram is... you know, the videos are shorter, it's almost like playing to this idea that attention is getting more and more scarce. You have to be in quick and out again kind of thing. And you think about it when you scroll through your feed as well. How often do you actually read? Do you just look at the picture, go like the picture? Probably. We can see a lot of people do that on our different social media accounts. So I think that attention is becoming more scarce. And I think so this blogging is something we do. We hope it provides value, but I'm not sure it's the only way to... well, I know that it's not the only way to provide value. These globes that we've made where people can download themselves, you know, that's like instant gratification. They go there, they get something. They might read the 500 words we've written about these globes, but probably not. They'll probably skim through it, see some quick notes. Okay, yeah, it's real data. It's this, it's that, it's that. Go straight over and download the ones they want and make them. And I think you kind of have to pander to that at some stage. And that's where I think podcasting is another passive way. It's not owned by anyone yet. Like that podcast, that would obviously be hosted somewhere, but that would be our content forever. And that would help us build up that asset. And I think that combination of blogging, like the written word, downloadable things, things that are immediate, or maybe lists that help people. You know, I'm looking for a place in our niche that would be data, or some geographical data, or you know, the best maps, blah, 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 blah. But maybe that list idea as well, like quick skim through things. Okay, that's what it is, and off again. Obviously, you want people to stay on your site, but the first and foremost for us, the idea is to increase our presence and to get more traffic. And I think once you have the traffic, obviously, it's up to you to find a way of keeping that traffic. But a certain percentage of people will always click through and they'll always look around as long as it's relevant. So if we keep all our content relevant, if it's all about maps, geographical data, topography, landscape, that kind of thing, that's all, you know, surrounding what we're trying to do, then it will be relevant, and they will click through. And then it's up to you to sort of get closer to, or it's up to us to get closer to these people and figure out what they want if they're not buying what we have at the moment. Yeah, but it all comes back to this idea of having that asset. And when I see the reach in Facebook and Instagram just diving the way it has done for us, at least for the last couple of weeks, and I can imagine it'll get worse, you know, the closer we get to Christmas, the big shopping season. So yeah, that's what I've been thinking lately, and I think that it's probably an approach that a lot of people could take. You know, and I really, you know, I'm thinking pretty seriously about this blog, this podcasting idea. Like I say, for someone like myself that's not really into writing so much, you know, writing is something I could spend days sitting down there trying to write the perfect blog post, when really it should just be, you know, it's me and my wife doing this. At the moment, we've still both got full-time jobs, so it needs to be something that we can't just spend days doing this. We have 100 other things to do, as well as, you know, children and a relationship that we need to look after and be there for. So, yeah, that's my thought. I'm definitely not abandoning social media, and I'm definitely not giving up on anything, and I'm not paranoid about Facebook just taking everything away one day. But at the same time, I think it'd be foolish not to be focusing on that website, like getting traffic to the website, linking back to the site, creating that asset, because at the end of the day, that is the only thing that we have, really. Everything else can be taken away from us. Twitter could shut down tomorrow. I'm not paranoid about it, like I say, and I still see it as being a very, very, very worthwhile thing, and keeping these accounts going, keeping it live, and keeping the engagement, you know, not just for our business, but also for that sort of, when we reach out to people, you know, like I said earlier, we have that audience. We come with these people here. Hey, if you do this, we'll take our 100,000 people with us, and we'll all go and look at that thing that you do. And that, I think that's a very attractive thing for people, you know, because it's exactly what we want too. We want that attention. And influencers understand this. Bloggers understand that attention is where it's at. So that's our plan. We plan to focus on building that asset. And I've said this before in quite a few of these episodes, that we're playing a long game, and we are. Sometimes I get very tempted to play the short game, to, you know, to quickly start up a drop shipping site and go to AliExpress and, yeah, see what can be done there. And it's a really attractive idea, but I'm invested in this long game. I'm invested in finding a product and becoming a place that people will come back to and will buy again. Yes, as always, thank you very much for listening. And we'll talk soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.